Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for joining us on this fine day. How have you been?
Good.
Outstanding. Same here, so hey, pleasantries taken care of. Let's get on to business.
There you go.
Now, fairly important, especially with, we know it's getting cold, we know we're going to have to be looking out for the livestock and everything. Proper hay storage.
That's right. Today I do want to talk about the benefits of proper hay storage. And, you know, in June we talked about putting up hay timely and how important that was so we could have good protein levels and good TDN energy levels in our hay. And then we also talked about putting it up at the correct moisture, because if we had it too wet, we had chances of it heating and spoiling and maybe even causing a fire. So, proper hay storage is the next step, you know, and it's always important, and it's especially important this year because there is a shortage of hay and the price of hay is relatively high. Precipitation, air temperature, and humidity, these are all things that affect storage losses, dry matter losses, okay? And so I've got a few things for us to consider, okay? First off, when you're storing big round bales of hay, it's probably best to store them in a site that's on higher ground. We want a place that's not shaded. We want a place that is open so we have good airflow, good sunshine gets down to it, and if possible, well drained. And so, you know, how can we affect drainage? Well, if it's possible and we can keep the bales off the ground, that's great. And how would we do that? Maybe we stack them on some old hedge post, or maybe we put them on some railroad ties or old tires, even if we have enough. We could set them so they aren't touching the ground that way, and that way they're not wicking moisture from the ground into the bale. Another option, of course, would be to put like 6-inch layer of large rock down and then stacking the bales on the rock. The next thing we need to think about is how we place our bales. We want to place them end to end, and we want to orientate the rows north and south. North and south allows for better sun to get down to it and better airflow during the wintertime, so it'll help dry it out. The article I read said try to keep at least 3 foot between your bales. At home, I really like to use like 5 foot. And the reason I use 5 foot between my bales is because I put these up in June. They're stacked there in from late June through the time I feed, and oftentimes vegetation grows up through there. And if we get tall vegetation, tall weeds, the airflow's not as good, so I can take my lawnmower and drive through there, and I mow between my hay bales. So that helps for better increased airflow and getting the sunlight down into it. Another thing to think about is storage. Where are you going to store it? Well, barns are, of course, the best place to store it. Dry matter losses in a stored barn, when you store large round bales in a barn, are somewhere between 2-3% dry matter loss. If we don't have a barn, the next best option may be to store them outside and either cover them with a tarp or cover them with plastic. At that point, if we do things right, we can limit the dry matter losses to somewhere around 5 or 6%. However, most bales are net wrapped or twine wrapped and just stuck outside. For net wrapped bales, we can have as high as 20% dry matter loss. And for string tied bales, we can even have up to 30% dry matter loss. So it can get really expensive in a hurry. And so, you know, all round bales can benefit from proper storage and protection from the elements. And I guess what I'm saying here is I would encourage producers to consider the cost benefit ratio of maybe building a barn or using some of the tarps or that kind of thing. I guess one other thing too, there is an upside to being in a drought. We don't have as much moisture that got rained on our hay bales, and so the spoilage is going to be a little less this year than what it is in some other years. So, you know, this is Thanksgiving week, weekend. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, so I want to just tell everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you get to be with some families and friends during this weekend. And so until next time, stay warm and stay safe. See you in a couple of weeks.
Much appreciated, Rod. Thank you very much. Yeah, thinking about the net wrap versus the tarp and everything, you're saving money just using the twine, but you're losing a lot, it sounds like, in the actual hay value itself.
That's why a lot of people went to wrapping. I mean, you know, and there's quite a difference there. And that's probably worst case scenario. I doubt seriously that we lose, you know. I doubt seriously that we lose 20% of every bale. You know, on a 5 foot tall bale, 33% is in the outside 6 inches. All the way around.
Oh.
So we don't typically lose, you know, the whole thing.
We
lose what's on the bottom a lot of times when it wicks up from the ground.
Right.
But
it's an average. So yeah. It's a bit of a balancing act.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. And as always, we look forward to talking to you again.
All right.
Have yourself a good weekend.
You bet. You too.
Whoops. Where's my out cue? Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.